Sunday, April 7th, Liturgy of the Hours, Mid-Morning Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. In the Mid-Morning Hymn, Alleluia, sing to Jesus, His the Scepter, His the Throne. Alleluia, His the Triumph, His the Victory alone. Hark the songs of peaceful Zion thunder like a mighty flood. Jesus out of every nation has redeemed us by his blood. Alleluia, not as orphans are we left in sorrow now. Alleluia, he is near us. Faith believes, nor questions how. Though the cloud from sight received him when the 40 days were o'er, shall our hearts forget his promise, I am with you evermore. Alleluia, bread of angels, thou on earth our food, our stay. Alleluia, hear the sinful, flee to thee from day to day. Intercessor, friend of sinners, Earth's Redeemer, plead for me, where the songs of all the sinless sweep across the crystal sea. Alleluia, King Eternal, thee the Lord of Lords we own. Alleluia, born of Mary, earth thy footstool, heaven thy throne. Thou within the veil hast entered, robed in flesh, our great High Priest. Thou on earth both priest and victim, in the Eucharistic feast. And now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, Christ has risen from the dead, and will never die again. Alleluia. Psalm 120. To the Lord in the hour of my distress I call, and he answers me. O Lord, save my soul from lying lips, from the tongue of the deceitful. What shall he pay you in return, a treacherous tongue? The warrior's arrow sharpened, and coals red-hot blazing. Alas, that I abide a stranger in Meshech, dwell among the tents of Kedar. Long enough have I been dwelling with those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for fighting. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the mountains, from where shall come my help? My help shall come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. May he never allow you to stumble, let him sleep not your guard. No, he sleeps not nor slumbers, Israel's guard. The Lord is your guard and your shade, at your right side he stands. By day the sun shall not smite you, nor the moon in the night. The Lord will guard you from evil. He will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going and coming, both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Psalm 122. I rejoiced when I heard them say, let us go to God's house. And now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, there to praise the Lord's name, there were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem, pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, and your palaces peace. For love of my brethren and friends, I say, peace upon you. For love of the house of the Lord, I will ask for your good. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, Christ has risen from the dead and will never die again. Alleluia. And our reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3b through 5. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scripture. He was buried, and in accordance with the Scriptures rose on the third day. He was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. And the response, sorry, this is the day the Lord has made. Alleluia. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. God of mercy, you wash away our sins in water, you give us new birth in the Spirit, and redeem us in the blood of Christ. As we celebrate Christ's resurrection, increase our awareness of these blessings and renew your gift of life within us. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord and give him thanks. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.